Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to talk to you on the subject of overcoming. He that overcometh is going to inherit all things. It is of paramount importance that you overcome in your life. We've been talking about the principles of overcoming and how we can overcome sin and how we're to overcome the world. The god of this world is Satan. We're turning away from walking in the ways of the world, and we're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. Praise God. And we've been talking about overcoming the flesh in the last broadcast. It is important that you learn to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. The flesh is the outward human nature, our human nature. And it is not just something we have. It is something that we could live after or walk after. The Bible talks about living after the flesh or walking in the flesh. If we live after the flesh or walk after the flesh, we are living our life independent of God. We're living basically whatever we want to do. It's really a person living as a human being apart from submitting to the Word of God and doing what God wants us to do in our life. And we've talked about this in many scriptures. We're going to review some of these today. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing or ready, but the flesh is weak or strengthless." You are not going to overcome the enemy with your flesh. You're going to have to walk by your spirit in line with the Word of God as your mind is yielding to the Spirit. John 6:63 says that the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits you nothing. You cannot walk by the flesh. And remember that the voice of the flesh is your feelings and the senses. It's amazing how many Christians today walk by what they feel. They say, "Well, I feel such and such." And they're responding and reacting out of what they feel. Whenever you respond and react out of what you feel, you are walking in the flesh. You are not to walk after what you feel. That is the voice of the flesh. You are to walk after the Spirit. In fact, the flesh will war against your soul, against your mind, so that you will not choose to walk in the ways of the Lord. You must turn away from walking in the flesh, and you've got to learn to walk in the Spirit, praise God. Galatians 3:3, "Are you so foolish?" he says. We don't want to be foolish. It said they were foolish, having begun in the Spirit, but are now made perfect by the flesh. You're not going to be able to overcome in your life by the flesh. You're not going to be coming to the place of maturity and fruition in your life by the flesh. You must walk in the Spirit. We are a spirit, and we are called to walk in the realm of the Spirit. You've got to get your eyes open to the realm of the Spirit. The spiritual realm controls the natural realm. He goes on and he says in Galatians 5:1, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." He says you've been called unto liberty in verse 13. "Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh." Many Christians today, unfortunately, have used their liberty. They've come out of Satan's authority, but they continue to walk in the flesh. That is a great mistake. You cannot walk in the flesh and produce fruit in your life. In fact, if you walk in the flesh, that is sin, and you're actually an enemy against God. And what will happen is you will open the door for demonic spirits. You know, demonic spirits can come into an individual through sin. And walking in the flesh is an open door. You know, a lot of people think, "Well, this isn't demonic spirits that are working in a person. This is just the works of the flesh." You need to understand that it's really both, because there's an interconnection between walking in the flesh and letting demonic spirits come into you. Because when you walk in the flesh, you are sinning. And when you sin, the door is open, having given place to the enemy for spirits to come in. And this is important, that we walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Of course, Galatians 5:16 goes on to say, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." You have the lust of the flesh, or the strong desire of the flesh, because you got a human nature, a flesh which has not been redeemed. Your body's not been changed. And your mind, of course, has to be renewed to get rid of that carnal-minded attitude run by your flesh, by your own desires, by whatever you feel and whatever you want. this living after selfishness, and you've got to submit it to the Word of God and be transformed so you yield yourself and walk in line with God's ways. Praise the Lord. Notice, though, you walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Lust means strong desire. You're either going to walk in the flesh, or you're going to walk in the Spirit. You're doing one or the other at all times in your life. So if you're walking in the flesh, you're giving place to the enemy. You're sinning, and you're opening the door, and you're going to hinder the promises of God from coming to pass in your life. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and they're contrary the one to another. There's a battle that goes on every day in you walking by your Spirit according to the Word of God, or walking by the flesh according to what you feel and what you want, living your life independent of walking in the ways of the Word of God. Very important. Well, the works of the flesh are, as it says, are manifest in verse 19. There's adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. It lists all these different things we listed yesterday. And he talks about if you do these things, then you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. That refers to the rule and the reign of God. You're not going to be able to inherit or enter into ruling and reigning over the enemy. Although instead, the enemy is going to rule and reign over you because you're going to be walking in the flesh. That's an area of sin, opening up the door for the demonic spirits to come in, and they will bring you into captivity. Galatians 5:24 says, they that are the Christ, those that are Christ, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. We cast out demonic spirits, but we crucify the flesh. You can't cast out the flesh. You've got it. You've got to crucify it. You've got to deaden it. You've got to mortify it and not give place to it. You don't let it breathe. That's what crucifixion, death by crucifixion, is, where you cannot breathe anymore, and then it is not going to be able to operate. And this is exactly what you're going to do with the flesh. You're not going to let it operate. You're not going to let it have an opportunity to work in you. You are going to crucify the affections and the lust because you are going to walk in the Spirit. The key is, if you walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God, by yielding your mind to walk in it, then you'll walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you don't walk in the Spirit, you will walk in the flesh. You're going to do one or the other. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, which we do, then let us also walk in the Spirit. You must learn to walk in the Spirit realm by the Word of God according to your recreated new creature, Spirit of Christ in you. Galatians 6, verse 7, 8, and 9 talks about how God said, be not deceived. God's not this mocked. Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. You sow to the flesh, you'll of the flesh reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, then you're going to reap the life everlasting. Depending upon what you walk in is what you're reaping. Have you been reaping a lot of corruption, destruction, sickness, disease, poverty, all kinds of problems in your life and hindrance? Then you must be walking after the flesh. If you walk after the Spirit, then you are going to reap the life of God. The law of the Spirit of life will operate in you, which has made you free from the law of sin and death. You walk in the flesh, and that law of sin and death will rule and reign in your life. Ephesians 2:3 says that in times past we walked in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. But praise God, we've been turned around. Now we're going to walk in the Spirit. Now remember that when a man is drawn away of his own lust, and when he lets it conceive, let it take root in him by acting upon it, it brings forth sin. And when sin's finished, and boy, it will do a number on you, it brings forth death. 1 Peter 2:11 says, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against your soul. Don't walk in these ways. It's warring against your soul. You can't give place to this thing. We aren't going to live our life any longer in the lusts of, to the lusts of the flesh, but we're going to live to the will of God. Praise God. Now, Philippians 3:3 says that now we are to have no confidence in the flesh. No confidence in the flesh. You can't have confidence in what you feel. You can't have confidence in your own desires or your own way of doing things if it's apart from God's Word. You cannot live your life independent of God's Word and think that you're going to be blessed. It's not going to happen. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh. See, the strong desire of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, what I want. If I is running the show, then you are missing it. Because you can't walk after what you want in the ways of selfishness. That is the way of the flesh. You've got to yield to the Word of God and walk in it. The Bible says the world's going to pass away, the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says you're dead to sin and you're not supposed to live any longer in it. You are free from that thing. You're not supposed to let sin reign in your mortal body. That's why you got to yield your members, servants, to righteousness. Yield your members, an instrument of righteousness, and that's going to produce holiness. Because of the weakness of our flesh, though, in the past we have yielded our members, our mind, our wills, our attitudes, our what we hear, what we see, the things that we speak. We've yielded them unto uncleanness, and that produces iniquity or wickedness in us. And this brings bondage, opens the door for lots of bondage in your life. But now the Bible says, now yield your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. That means we're going to walk in the Spirit. We're walking in the ways of righteousness. The word of righteousness is to be in our heart, and we are to walk in the ways of righteousness, and that will produce holiness in your life. You know, in Romans 7:5, the Bible says that we were in the flesh, and when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, they worked in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. We were seeing all kinds of destruction, but we're not going to continue in that way anymore. Of course, we know that in our flesh dwells no good thing. But praise God, we've been born again. We delight in the law of God after the inward man. And even though we see another law in our members warring against the law of our mind that brings us into captivity to the law of sin, as Paul said, praise God, we can be delivered from that. He said in verse 25 of Romans 7, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, with that I'm delivered from this body of death. With the mind, I myself serve the law of God. This is why you've got to get yourself in the Word. The Bible says if you're after the flesh, going by whatever you feel, just doing whatever you want, not submitting to God's Word, you're minding the things of the flesh, and it's going to produce death. But if you're after the Spirit, listening to the Word of God, listening to the Holy Spirit, walking in His ways, you'll be spiritually minded, Word-ruled mind, and you will have life and peace. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Why? Because it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's in Romans 8:7. It says if you're in the flesh, you cannot please God. Why? Because you're not submitting to God's Word. We can't be debtors to the flesh. If so, you're going to die if you live after the flesh. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live, praise God. And God wants us to have that life. He wants us to cleanse ourselves from all that filthiness of the flesh and spirit to perfect holiness in our life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.